Hello, fuck fam.
We're back at it again. Kat and Jadasaur.
Kat and Jadasaur. We're in our Valentine's Day gear, our Valentine's Day outfits.
Romantic up in here.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going to wear on your... Hey, that doesn't have hearts on it. It's flowers.
I thought white and red makes pink.
That's true.
So I tried to compromise.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, I told her to wear something Valentine's Day-y. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to celebrate?
Are we going to be in Korea? Oh, wait. No, that's the day before Korea.
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe. Are you going to celebrate?
It depends. Because I'm not, like, seeing anyone crazy. To like, when's the right time to do gifts and stuff?
For
like,
Valentine's Day?
Like, how far into the relationship do you got to be?
When's the right time to do Valentine's
Day gifts?
Like,
say it's on the third date. Mm-hmm. Is it appropriate for the guy to do some Valentine's Day gifts for the girl?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's good to do something where it's thoughtful but not too expensive. So I'm thinking from the point of view of the guy. Mm-hmm. If you're dating someone after three dates, I would say do something where you don't spend a ton of your resources, but you still let the girl know that you're thinking of her on Valentine's Day. Because if you're way too simpy and you put way too much effort into it, that's just a sign to her that, like...
You're trying too hard.
You're trying too hard, and then she might take advantage of you.
Oh, you gotta watch out for that.
Is that what you would do?
So what's, like, the threshold of gifts? Like, not money-wise, like, what's the too expensive and what's okay expensive?
Okay. I would say around $50.
Really?
This is keeping in mind that it's the third date, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say around $50 for a gift.
Okay.
What can you buy with $50?
Flowers.
Three cartons.
Would you
of
like
eggs.
Flowers for Valentine's Day? Do girls like flowers for Valentine's Day or no?
Okay. Or I don't really like flowers.
Oh, really? How come?
Because they just die. I just leave them there to die.
But it's the gesture of romanticism.
It is. It is the gesture. But it's like when I receive flowers, it's nice, but I feel like obligated to keep them. Because
and take care of them and water them.
Yeah, well, if you give someone a bouquet of flowers, no matter how much you water them, Jade, they're gonna fucking die because there's no root. Like, you've already clipped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Can you keep roses? You can't.
Well, there's like the ones that last forever, like the million roses.
The bucket ones.
The
right?
bucket ones.
Do you know how much those cost?
No.
You want to look it up? I think those cost like
a lot.
A couple hundred. Let me see. Hold on.
They're probably a couple hundred.
Bucket roses.
But I think those are appropriate to give if you really want to impress a girl.
Forever. Bucket roses live forever. That's what I typed into Google.
I'm guessing it's 200.
Okay, it says anywhere from 49 to 999.
Holy, 999?
999.
That's a, they're making a killing, I heard.
Yeah, I think it depends on like what brand you get and stuff. Okay, so you want the bucket roses.
The ones that last forever, yeah.
What is enough to spend on you to where you think that they're serious about you, but not so much where you think that they're a simp and you're going to walk all over them? What's the threshold for you?
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's tough. Oh, man. Like some sort of jewelry would be nice.
You want jewelry, Jade?
Yeah. Maybe that's too serious, huh?
I'm getting you that cubic zirconia jewelry.
What?
It's plastic.
No,
I'm getting you a fucking ring pop.
Oh man.
No, jewelry, Jade. That's
is right. That too serious?
On a third date? Are you fucking crazy? Are you insane? You are. You
yes,
are insane.
I am insane. No, you. Okay, jewelry is too much. I guess.
Okay, if I was a guy,
a plant. Not roses, but like a plant like that you could grow, like bamboo or something, like a money tree that you can like keep and water for a long time.
That's a good idea. A money tree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, but I want to go back to the jewelry thing.
Okay.
So let's say we went on three dates.
Yeah.
On the third date, yes. Valentine's Day. And I showed up to your place with like a Tiffany's necklace that cost me $1,000.
Okay.
Would that endear you more to me? Or would that just play out in your mind like, oh, this guy's a sucker. Let me get more out of him.
I'm thinking, let me get more out of him.
Yeah, exactly. See? You can't be doing that shit.
I get Tiffany's, I get Van Cleef next. Yeah. And Cartier next.
Yo, yeah, if you set your standard to Tiffany's on the third date, you better have enough money to be getting her Van Cleef for your 1 month. Oh. Van Cleef is really expensive, by the way.
But there are some Chinese girls that expect that. You know the mainland Chinese girls that mm-hmm. they expect like Van Cleef or nothing, or like, you know.
That's true.
And then they don't even date the guy if he doesn't give her that.
Yeah, but I think those guys that are able to offer that, they're like really, really rich. Oh, they're so like from really, really rich families. Mm. Remember the conversation we had the other day about a guy who's really rich and he spends his resources on you? You want his time instead?
Uh-huh.
Because then money doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's your ideal Valentine's Day? How would you spend your ideal Valentine's Day? What's your perfect date?
Oh, okay. My perfect Valentine's Day date is, I want to stay in. I like staying.
You're homebody.
I am.
Now.
I'm a Cancer. Oh. I'm like in my shell. I'd rather stay home. I want dinner cooked for me.
Okay.
And one time a guy did a really cute thing where he printed out a menu. It was just like from like Kinko's, like a paper menu. But that was pretty cute because that was thoughtful.
Wait. He printed out a menu and then you could like cook at home?
Yeah. Like he planned out the dinner. Mm-hmm. And it was like first course, second course, third course, fourth course. Wow. And then he just like printed out the menu.
That's so sweet.
It is sweet.
What, I mean, was he a keeper?
He was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was okay. But then I visited his family later, and I was talking to his mom, and his mom took out this album, and she was like, "Oh, look what he did for me for like my birthday." And he printed out that same fucking menu for her. That guy has like a PDF. He has a template of a menu that he just does for every girl. I was like, "What the fuck?"
So that's cheating.
Is that cheating?
Like, he's reusing old gifts.
Or is that smart?
It's smart and cheating, I think.
It's smart and cheating.
Do I know this guy?
I think you do.
Okay. I'm going to be curious later.
Okay, you're going to be curious.
Damn. What about like, romantic bubble bath and all that stuff?
Oh. Bubble bath is... Baths are okay. Have you ever taken a bath with a guy before?
Yes. It's very squishy.
Wait, like, what do you mean?
It's hard for two people to fit in the bath because it's like it gets a little cramped. But I find it very romantic.
I think it's a little awkward.
Really? Why?
Because you're both naked, just sitting in front of each other. And like, what do you do in the bathtub?
You talk deeply.
About what?
What do you mean?
All right, pretend we're in the bathtub, Jane.
No, but like you're laying on me, like your head, like I'm the guy and like the girl's head is like laying on me and we're like just cuddling and kissing and just talking deeply.
Okay, maybe you're good at talking deeply. What do you talk about when you talk deeply with
I just talk about like how much I love the other person, like how much I love you.
And you
how,
do?
How like considerate he is, like I'm like grateful, how grateful I am.
Wait, Jade, you?
Yes, that's I do.
You don't.
I do.
Get out of here.
I really do. You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you. Like how grateful you are, my ass.
But when I want to turn it up, I turn it up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen... Maybe because I only see the toxic side of you that encourages me every time I get in a fight with a guy I'm dating to give him an ultimatum. That's the side of you I see because I never see you
romantic.
Advocate for the guy and be like, oh, maybe he's, you know, whatever. Like, be romantic. You're always just like, give him an ultimatum.
No, can I have a soft side too?
I didn't think you had
this
a soft
is the other
side.
Side.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're sitting in a bathtub mm-hmm. with another guy, and you talk deeply, and you talk about how much you appreciate him. Wow.
Yeah, that's I talk nice. About, like, all the fun stuff we did. I talk about our history, like, what we've done in the past that I really enjoyed.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like, some real shit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it makes you reflect on, like, the good memories you have.
Yeah, like, the first time we met and, like, how I thought about him and then moving forward, how I thought about him. And just, like, how I, like, fell in love with him.
This doesn't sound like the push and pull. Wait a second.
But, you know, sometimes you gotta turn that stuff off.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then let the real love dog come out to play.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Woof, woof. But, like, okay. What do you say? Like, you say some sweet stuff to guys, too. Or do you guys talk about other stuff? Like, maybe you talk about different stuff.
I think I talk about some of the same things. I tend to like touch more. Like I tend to show my affection physically
mm-hmm.
more. Like if I don't have anything, if I'm like on a date and we're at home and I don't have anything to fill the gap of silence, yeah. I typically defer to just making out.
Oh.
Taking,
ripping. Wait, wait, not even cuddling? You skip to the making out part?
Yeah. I think, okay, hot take. I think cuddling is a little awkward.
Wait, how is it awkward?
It's too much sexual tension.
No, I disagree. It's too much. But it's fun. The more sexual tension you have with a person, the more fun.
Sexual tension is fun, but then it gets to a point where it's so awkward that it's like when you do kiss, you guys are going to like bump teeth or something. I think I'm way too in my head when I'm nervous.
But do you get nervous when you cuddle?
If I don't know them well, I do. Mm. And then when you cuddle, I get nervous. And when I get nervous, I'm like, oh my God, I hope I don't, like, I'm not sweating. And the more I think about sweating, the more I sweat. And then my palms get sweating and my feet get sweaty.
Huh. That means you must really like the guy if you get nervous.
Yeah.
But like if he's like caressing your head or like giving you a massage or something, mm-hmm. that's like makes you feel more relaxed. No,
no, not me.
Still,
it's hard for me. It's hard for me to feel relaxed around someone that I don't know well.
Hmm, that's tough.
Yeah. What about you?
I get relaxed easily. Like I love cuddling. Cuddling is probably my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about?
But
you?
It gets me really horny afterwards. Like if I do it a long time, like maybe 20 minutes into it, and then I want to have sex.
Oh.
Right away.
Okay.
Like it's my cuddling's my foreplay, but I just love it. It's like cuddling with your doggos.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that the way to get into your?
Yes, your cuddling pants? Is a way to get into my pants easily. It's like easy. And like do the little like head rub that like you know how guys do the little like forehead rub here.
Do what?
Here? What? Yeah. Like they with your like you know the gentle caressing touches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Like the to show that they really like you and they really care, like the Simba.
Simba. Yeah, I was gonna say like Simba. Yes, I know those. Okay. Do you cuddle afterwards?
Yeah. Do you cuddle after sex?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do if I know them well. Okay, but for me, mm-hmm. I'm right after sex, I get really anxious about like whether I should leave or not, especially if I'm at their house. Okay, if I'm at their place and we have sex, I don't want to overstay my welcome. So there's been a couple times where I've went on a date with someone, went back to their place, we fucked, and then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go because I don't want to overstay my welcome. That'd be so awkward.
Wait, so you leave right after the sex?
Yes.
Like right like five.
Because I don't know.
Oh, because you're being polite.
Yeah, because I'm being polite. That's why I would rather have a guy come over to my place mm-hmm. and do that. Because if I don't like the guy, I mean, most likely I'm going to like the guy because I've invited him over.
Yeah.
And then he can decide how long he stays.
Hmm.
Yeah. What about you? If you went over to a guy's house, how long would you stay after sex?
I think I would stay like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And like talk to him and have a conversation with him. And like cuddle a little bit and then, but I don't think I'd leave right away. Maybe like even like 2 hours, depending on the vibe, because I'm like usually like very relaxed after sex. And then I feel like the talks get a little deeper.
Yeah.
Because like we pounded. So now we got everything out.
I feel like guys, if you're watching this, I feel like guys, you guys should, if you want us to stay over, you should ask us to.
Oh
yeah.
Do guys not usually ask? Usually.
No.
But usually the guys are okay with the girls sleeping over.
Yeah, but like you'd have to ask them like, hey, is it okay if I sleep over? I don't want to be the one to ask. I want you to make me feel like I'm welcome here. Like, you know, and be like, hey, are you leaving so quick? You know, why don't you stay a while? Or like, why don't you spend the night? That way I can be like, okay, fine. But like every time I've left, they've just been like, all right. See ya.
Wow. What does the guy say when you just leave?
Yeah, they're like, all right, cool. Well, I'll see you later. Talk to you later.
And then when's the next time you guys do it?
I don't know. Maybe never.
Yeah. Yeah, those seem like hookup situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if it's someone that I want to date, I'll leave right after because I don't want to overstay my welcome.
You're so nice.
I think it's because when I first, like in college, when I first started hooking up with people, I would think that every hookup was like a sleepover.
Every like, hookup was a sleepover.
Yeah, I would think that just because you hooked up with a guy in his dorm room that you could sleep over. And
that's not true.
No, it's not. But I did that. Like I would literally just like sleep over at their bunks. And then
bunks.
In their bunks. And then one morning, like I was supposed to be like, I guess him and his roommate were awake in the morning and they thought I was asleep because I was still like laying down.
Uh-huh.
And then his roommate was like, yo, is that chick ever gonna leave? And he's like, I don't know. She just like fucking stayed. And like, honestly, when I heard that, my heart fell into my stomach and I was like, I felt like I was gonna cry, but I couldn't cry because I was supposed to be asleep.
That's so traumatic.
And then I had to pretend to wake up and be fine and then left. And then after that, I think it just stuck in my head that like, I don't know, that's like sleepovers are like only a thing that you should do if they invite you to do it. Yeah.
Wow, that trauma. Sucks. Those guys are dicks.
Emotion, I know. But it's like college, you know? I guess you're not thinking about it. Yeah. No one tells you these things.
Yeah.
When you're like hooking up or when you're just starting to hook up with people. And I was like pretty inexperienced too. So like, I don't know. I thought that if someone had sex with you, it's because you guys liked each other.
Not for anything else. But it is if you guys like each other.
No, yeah, but I never like, I didn't really understand the idea of a casual hookup when I was in college. I thought in my head, to get a guy to like you, to get him to fall for you, you need to like hook up with him. And I just equated those. I didn't think people just like hooked up just to like, just because they were horny. Hot take.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of the comments. I want to know the truth. Do you think girls, even if they don't feel like having sex, should they make themselves have sex with their partner in order to avoid their partner cheating?
I think they should buy a girl for their boyfriend if they don't want to have sex with him.
Okay. You think... In my mind, I'm thinking sex doll. Maybe sex doll?
No. Like buy an escort or something for the man to satisfy his needs. And then, okay, that's done. Done the deed.
That is one solution,
yeah.
I think.
But because you're not going to force yourself to do it unless the guy, like, forces you. But you don't.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There have been times in a relationship where I don't feel like having sex, but I'll still have sex with my significant other.
Yeah.
Because I just don't, like, I don't want to lose that fire that, you know.
Wait, do you think if you stop having sex, like, maybe, like, two, three days, you're going to lose the fire with him?
No, not 2-3 days. I'm talking, like, for a couple months.
Oh.
I don't think men are able to keep it in their pants if you don't have sex with them for, like, a couple months.
Oh, they're going to search for something else.
Their minds are going to start to wander.
Okay, so I talked to this guy, and he had a wife. And the reason he broke up with his wife is because she had a condition where she would have a heart attack every time they had sex.
What?
So then they divorced because of that.
Damn.
Yeah. So I don't know if due to health problems, like, how do you fix that?
You buy your husband an escort. If you don't want him catching feelings for another woman, I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
Because that's you saying, I understand that you're a sexual person and, like, I still want to be the number one person in your life, but in order to fulfill that need, let's do something transactional with someone else to fulfill that need. So I think that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I do think that, okay, but put yourself in the woman's position. Mm-hmm. When you marry someone and you say, in sickness and health, till death do us part, for better or for worse, isn't for worse part, like, getting a condition where your heart stops every time you have sex?
So it was the guy's fault for leaving it, because you're supposed to stay with the girl even if she has a heart attack every time you guys pound.
I don't know, dude. Okay, what if your husband had a heart attack every time he ate your pussy?
Oh no!
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No!
Let's reverse this situation. Let's do a thought experiment.
I love thought experiments. Oh, that would suck.
It would suck. But okay, so how do we solve this? We're in a relationship, Jade.
Oh, then he would have to use this, like, the tongue toy and put water on
the
it.
The one that I saw charging on your counter when I walked into your apartment yesterday? That one?
Yes. So he doesn't have to do anything. He just puts it on and it's done.
Is
sex
that okay?
Toy. Sex toy.
Sex toy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Does it still count if you use toys but you don't actually have sex?
Does it count as sex, you mean?
Or does it just count as intimacy? Can you still preserve intimacy in a relationship if you just use sex toys and you don't do anything physical? Like,
yes.
Stick your dick in your partner?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Okay.
Do you think so?
No, I think there has to be some type of, like,
Physical intimacy.
So
toys don't count?
Well, if you're in that situation, I think your best bet is to use a toy.
Yeah.
But I feel like for optimal intimacy, you need to touch tips, whatever.
Yeah, but say you buy the escort for the boyfriend. Would you get jealous?
Yes.
I would get jealous too.
I used to think that I wasn't a jealous person, but I'm fucking envious as fuck.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think all girls are low-key envious as fuck.
Okay. There's a difference, though, between jealousy and envy. Okay.
What?
So jealousy is when you are afraid of, like, losing a guy. Okay. Jealousy is when you're, like, when you think the person you're envious over is at risk of being lost. So, for example, a girl is talking to your guy, uh-huh. and you feel jealous. The jealousy is the fear of losing him. So you actually think that he's going to leave you for the girl.
Okay.
Envy is a girl is talking to your guy and you you don't feel any danger of losing the guy, but hold on. I'm fucked up. Hold on.
Let's search up the
jealousy. Yeah. I'm fucking stupid versus envy. All right. Okay. I was kind of right. I just couldn't say it. Okay. Jealousy is feeling threatened, protective, or fearful over losing someone. Okay. Envy is the painful feeling of wanting what someone else has, like attributes or possession.
Mm.
All right. So give you an example.
Okay.
Another girl is talking to your boyfriend. If you feel jealous, you're feeling like you're threatened that your boyfriend might like this girl more than you.
Okay.
Okay. And an envy example, a big ass girl is talking to your boyfriend, right?
Uh-huh.
And you feel jealous, you feel envy over the girl because you want her big ass and you think that that's what's attracting your boyfriend to her.
Oh.
Right? So one of them is like this perceived notion of being threatened, and then uh-huh. the other one is just wanting what someone else has, even without feeling like you're gonna lose.
So jealous is kind of like feeling abandoned. If you have like more abandonment attachment style, or like not anxious attachment style.
Jealousy is feeling like you're gonna lose something, someone over something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like feeling threatened. Yeah. Envy is just like I want what you have.
Hmm. Yeah. So you're more envious.
Yes, I'm more envious, I think. I think that's actually my biggest weakness.
Really?
Envy. Because, like, especially in the past, with my past boyfriends, like, he'll do something, like, we'll be at a club or something, and he'll, like, open the door for a girl, and he's just, like, being nice. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this girl?
Who the fuck did that?
Who the fuck are you? And I just have these feelings of, like, and I know I shouldn't. And I like try to check myself, but like I can't help but in my mind have that little voice to be like, who the fuck are you?
Mm.
Do you have the who the fuck are you voice?
But do you look at her ass and stuff and you get jealous of how big her ass is, for example? Like if it's a big ass girl and he's opening the door for the big ass girl.
Yeah, I do. I do feel envious because there's so many beautiful girls out there.
What if you're prettier than her?
It's hard to say because being pretty is like not an objective thing. Girls, there's so many different types of girls and guys uh-huh. like variety, you know? Uh-huh. And like, it sucks being a girl who's envious because not only do you have to pretend not to be envious, because I feel like if you show your envy in front of a guy, that's unattractive. It shows you're not confident.
Mm.
So in order to not seem non-confident in front of a guy, you have to be like, oh, she was so cute, wasn't she? When really in my mind, I'm like, fuck that bitch. Come over here. Let me rip your face off.
Have you felt that way like a lot?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh damn.
I think it's like more in check now. Uh-huh. I feel like it's more in check now, especially since like I work with a lot of girls uh-huh. and content creators and stuff, but this feeling of envy that I've had for other women definitely was a lot more like prominent when I was younger. Hmm. And I think it's because I try to like think in my mind, why do I feel the way I do? And I think it's because of like having traditional Asian parents and my upbringing.
Okay.
Because I don't know if your mom did this, but my parents growing up, they would always compare me to other people as a way to like get me to improve.
Oh, that's such a Chinese thing to do.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was like their main way of shaming me and to do better is like, oh, look at that person's kid. Look at that person's kid. Why didn't you do that? Well, or, you know, why didn't you do that or that? So like now in my mind, I feel like there's no sense of like camaraderie between me and people that are similar to me. It's like always a sense of competition.
Oh, so they use envy to get you to motivate you to do better.
Yeah. Envy and jealousy. Yes. Wow. That was like my main toxic. Motivator of like doing it's, it is toxic. I feel like for Asian, traditional Asian parents, and I love my parents. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but I feel like the first toxic relationship you're ever in is with your parents. And that really dictates how you handle relationships later on in your life.
But then you have to overcome that. So how did you overcome that?
Have I overcome it?
Or like, how did you make it better?
Is
there a way to like stop being as envious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's plenty of ways. I think in all seriousness, I think the main thing is just to be aware of it. Because like, you can be envious, you can feel jealousy, but if you're aware of it, then you can maybe keep it in check. So maybe be aware of it.
And just know the thoughts like, who the fuck is this bitch? It's going on through my head like, okay, I'm envious. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're, that? You're feeling, yeah. So like, I would say like, okay, what you're feeling is envy. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not jealousy. You're not at risk of losing anything. Your boyfriend's not going to, you know, your boyfriend or your date is not going to leave you because you opened up a door for someone else. This is you're feeling envy.
But he shouldn't open up the door for anyone else.
Wait, what?
He should not open up the door for anyone else.
So he slams it in our face. Yeah, no,
if he's the boyfriend, if he's a good boyfriend, then he's only opening the door for you and you only.
Whoa. Okay. So is it okay for your boyfriend to open the door and do nice things for other girls?
No.
Not even opening up a door?
What, the girl doesn't have like someone else to open, a friend to open the door
maybe
for her?
Maybe not,
no. I'll open the door for the girl, like, instead of the dude, like, I'll do it. Like, I ain't risking that, like.
Okay.
Because I feel like if a guy does something for a girl, he likes her.
But what if he's just a genuinely nice guy?
And he's just being a gentleman?
Yeah, he's being a gentleman.
Then he got to open up a door for, like, a fat girl, too. And it's got to be equal.
Okay, true.
Yeah, so if there's, like, a pretty girl and an ugly girl, that one, he has to open the door for
But no, what happens if he opens the door for a pretty girl? You're gonna make him stand there and wait for a fat girl to walk through the door?
Yes. It's a test.
Oh my god, Jade. All right, that's one way to look at it. Okay, is there what if a guy let me think, what if a guy has a friend and she is like, hey, can you help me do something at my place? Or can you help me come help me change a flat tire? Do you let him go help his friend?
It depends if it's in the day or the night. A flat tire in the night is kind of sus.
It's in the night.
So, no. Nothing after 7.
Oh my God, you fucking put a time.
Put a curfew on him.
You put a curfew. Okay, can he go change her tire if you come along?
Yeah. Obviously, okay. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't you be cool with that too?
I would be too. But I would think it's sus if you didn't ask me to come along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so sus.
Okay, would you insist on coming along though? Would you be like, I'll come too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're going to test him.
Because that's like shows weakness.
It does. Yeah! It does.
So we can't show weakness. We can't let them know that we're envious.
So how do you punish them if they leave to go fix their friend's tire and don't ask you to come along?
I think we got to go fix his friend's tire too. We got to fix one of his guy friend's tire.
You gotta go fix his guy friend's tire. Why would his guy friend call you to fix his tire, Jade?
I'll be like, hey, bro, do you need help? And then see how he feels. I just flip it on him.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Right?
That's tough.
It is tough.
Or you'd be like so okay with it that he thinks something's up. So he's like, oh, babe, I'm gonna go out with my friend. She's like, okay, have fun.
Oh, okay.
And so one of those.
No sign at all that it
bothers
you. No
sign at all. And then he's gonna be like, why is she okay with this? Mm-hmm. Like, something's up. She's seeing someone else, and then he's gonna be like obsessed over it, and he's gonna feel envious. So I feel like you need the guy to feel more envious to really like switch up the power dynamic.
How do you get a guy to feel more envious? I feel like guys get jealous because they're possessive.
Oh, but wait.
The only way to get a guy to feel jealousy though is to threaten him, to make him feel like you could fuck any of his friends at any moment. I don't know. That could backfire on you, though.
That could really backfire.
No,
I feel like the way to get guys jealous is to look at other guys on the street.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, and have him see you look at these other guys on the street.
Is he allowed to look at other girls on the street?
No. He should be looking at me, but like,
he's going to look at you. Oh, he should be looking at you, looking at other guys on the street.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. And it's work. I've tried it before.
With who?
I've tried it at Sugarfish with like some serious dude I was seeing.
Oh, yeah. And how did he react?
He saw me looking at, and then he like got closer to me, and then he like started like touching me more to like show that.
Oh, to assert dominance.
To assert dominance.
I see.
So it works.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll try that.
Or like, okay, say you guys are watching like Singles Inferno, like you check out the guys like really hard on Singles Inferno, like their muscles and stuff, and then you just catch him like doing side eye on you.
You know what a good show to do that on is?
What?
Okay, there's a show on Netflix called Physical 100.
Okay.
It's like mostly Asian guys. They're so good looking and they're so buff. And like every shot in that fucking show is like a thirst trap for thirst trap for a girl, because they're such good looking guys. So if you want to make your man jealous and you like Asian guys, put on Physical 100 and your guy is going to be running to the gym.
Oh.
He's going to be doing push-ups while you guys watch Physical 100.
What's the show about? It's like a workout show competition?
It's a workout competition, yeah.
Ooh, we love those.
It's like people compete in different challenges to see who's the strongest. And it's mostly guys.
Have you tried watching it with a dude?
Or? Not yet, but when I was watching it, in my head, I was thinking, I was like, there should be a guy here because he would be really, really jealous. And there's actually memes online on like TikTok and Reels about like where like Asian guys are like filming their girlfriends watch Physical 100 and they're just like...
The girls are like starry-eyed and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You should watch Physical 100. It's really good.
I will watch. Thank you.
Yeah. So how do you know when your relationship is over? When your girl is more interested in Physical 100 than you?
No.
No.
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay. What's another sign that a relationship is over?
When they stop cooking for you. When they stop doing sweet things for you. Like the little things.
This is from a girl's perspective.
Yes, from my perspective.
From your perspective.
Yeah.
When a guy stops doing little things, would you give him the opportunity to redeem himself? Like, are you going to communicate with him that you're unhappy?
Yeah, for sure. I'd voice it out. I'd be like, hey, like, what? You stopped touching my forehead. Like, what's going on?
You stopped doing the Simba thing to me.
Yeah, you stopped doing that in the morning. Like, every morning you do that to me. Now you stop. So what's going on? Uh-huh. I'd say it.
And then what if he was like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Like, I just... You know, I'll change. Would you accept that?
Then he's probably cheating.
What? Wait, no, 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 no. Wait, hold on. How did you just... Why would you assume that?
Because if he stops doing an action and he's saying that he'll change, then he's doing something wrong because he's probably seeing some other girl.
Wait, so you want him to fight? You want him to fight with you and be like, no, bitch. You want him to gaslight you? I never did the Simba thing. You made that up in your head, bitch. That shows that he's not cheating. Is that what you want, Jade?
Oh my god, that's a good point.
Right? Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay, so you're saying it's good if a guy is saying like, hey, I'm gonna change and like...
Well, I don't know if it's good or not, but I'm just asking you, what would be an acceptable answer to you?
To save the relationship?
Yeah.
Like, tell me the truth. Like, why did you stop?
Maybe the truth is the fact that he's just gotten comfortable.
But why?
Oh, shit. Too much.
Dude. Why would he stop doing it in the first place?
Because maybe, because couples get comfortable in relationships. It could
I don't want him to be comfortable ever.
Well, I mean,
I feel like happens. I should be comfortable, but he shouldn't feel comfortable.
Jade, that it just happens, okay? It happens, and then the best thing that a guy can do is just be like, "Yo, like I'm sorry, and I'll do better." But if your reaction is going to be, "You're cheating on me," then I don't know what a guy can do at that point other than just not fuck up.
He can't fuck up.
Jesus fucking Christ, Jade.
There's no nine lives here. There's only one life. Oh no, yours unplugged too?
There's no nine lives. There's one life.
So what would you do if that happened?
I would accept the apology, Jade.
Oh.
I would. Because if a guy was like, I feel like the more toxic answer is if a guy tried to gaslight you into thinking that nothing happened. Like, oh, like I haven't been changing. You've changed. Like, that is a really defensive response. Oh. But if a guy takes responsibility for it, I would just be like, okay, let's not let this happen again.
Okay. So take responsibility is the mature way of doing it.
Yeah, Jade.
Okay.
Well, at least from my opinion.
Okay. I got to learn this.
All right. All right. Next question. What are these questions? How does a relationship work?
Oh, my God. These people have never been in a relationship.
Imagine not knowing. You know what I think this relationship or what this question comes from?
What?
Maybe it comes from guys who have never felt a woman's touch.
Virgins.
Yeah, virgins. And they're just like, and they're trying to figure out whether a girl likes him or not. So they're like, how does a relationship work? Like, a girl hits me up every time she's hungry, and I drive her around to places, and I even drove her to IKEA and helped her like put together her furniture.
That's funny.
Is this how a relationship works?
Yes, I did that actually.
I know. I had that in mind. What did you do again?
When I'm hungry or I need IKEA stuff, we hit him up and he's like my chauffeur and he buys me the furniture and puts it together for me and then bye-bye.
And then bye-bye.
And if I need you again, I'll call you back again.
Damn, Jade.
I did that maybe twice, but I stopped.
This is why Mike Kim is so jaded in a relationship.
Because girls have tried to use him like this?
Probably. I feel like most girls have tried to use guys like this before. And like the more weakness you show, the more girls will latch onto that and take advantage of it.
Can you like sniff out weakness? Like, how do you sniff out weakness?
Oh, in a guy?
Mm-hmm.
If they're too eager to
please.
To please and give you something you clearly don't deserve. Ah. Like, if, for example, the Valentine's Day example. Mm-hmm. If you're on the third date and a guy gives you like a $1,000 Tiffany's bracelet for Valentine's Day and he doesn't have a lot of money, I would feel like that's weak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't stand his ground.
Yeah, because he's giving you something you clearly don't deserve. Like, what have you given this guy $1,000 worth of value in his life?
What do you count by value in his life? What do you mean by how do you provide value in his life?
Through company, through sex, I mean, through your time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I feel like that's through a guy's point of view. That's like the most direct way to correlate how much a girl puts value into your life is like if they've gotten how much sex they get from you, how much time they get from you. If you're the only guy they're seeing. Oh. Exclusivity.
Okay.
Yeah. Straight out of Andrew Tate's book.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they know if you're exclusive to them? How can guys tell if a girl is loyal or not?
Well, not everyone's a psychopath like you, Jade, so.
That's true.
I think it's pretty obvious if you're exclusive to a guy or not.
Based on how much attention you give him, right?
Yeah, and how much time you spend with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there are girls that juggle like two guys and they give both equal amount of attention. So yeah. it's hard for guys to tell in that sense.
I think it's hard for you to tell if you're getting exclusivity in a relationship if it's in the beginning of the relationship. Because in the beginning, you're both giving each other space. You're not spending like 24/7 together. You're not living at the other person's place. Huh. But once you start living together, it's hard to cheat on your partner. Like some people can do it. Some people can do it, but like it's harder too. Because it's harder to hide.
So but what about when you're not living together?
I think it's easier to not be exclusive, but you'd have to like okay. Because let's say you have like a regular job. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to juggle your job, spending your free time with one guy, and then spending that other free time with another guy. You literally don't have any time to yourself. Your whole life is just working and cheating.
Oh my God, that's true. Working and cheating.
Working,
cheating like, is a full-time job.
Cheating, yeah. That's your second job is cheating. Why the fuck would you want that for yourself? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cheating takes a lot of time.
Hmm. Why? Cheater?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
not me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, I've never cheated to the point, I've never cheated in the regards to having two completely independent relationships.
Wait, I want to ask you, like, when do you think is like the right time to move in?
I thought you were going to say, when is the right time to cheat? I want to ask you, when is the right time to cheat?
I'm not that mean.
When is the right time to move in?
Yeah. But that one is a good follow-up question.
The right time to move in, I think, is at least after 6 months of dating.
6 months?
At least.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
But what? Like, a long time?
No, but like in that 6 months, how often are you guys seeing each other?
Probably like a couple times every week.
Twice a week? Three times a week?
Three or four, I would say.
What if you guys are only seeing each other like once a week? Does that mean you guys don't really like each other?
If you're only seeing each other once a week and it's been 6 months, one person's cheating on the other person. You're not exclusive. There's no way. There's no fucking way. Unless you're long distance.
Oh, you just dropped the bomb.
Yeah.
The truth bomb.
Huh. Yeah, if you're out there and you're seeing your significant other one time a week and you guys live in close proximity to one another and you're not cheating, the other person's cheating.
Oh.
For sure. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good sign.
Yeah.
Put that in my jaws.
Have you ever been in a relationship, like a 6 month relationship, where you only see them once a week?
No.
Yeah.
No. But I think there are some instances in LA that people do that.
Why?
I don't know. This one of our mutual friends, like, she has like a roster of guys.
Exactly. She has a roster of guys. What did I just say? She has, where she sees one. There we go, Jade.
Okay. Okay, that's true. Yes. Cheater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Hmm. Okay, another Googled relationship question is, why does a relationship, these are all the same ones. When is a relationship over? Why does a relationship fail? How does a relationship work? Are relationship doubts normal?
Is there more interesting ones?
Let me see. Okay. Dating a colleague, yes or no?
Oh, I say no.
No?
Yeah, I say no. What do you think? I say no because you can't shit where you eat. Because it doesn't make the whole interaction at work awkward. What if you guys break up?
Okay, but this is my opposite side. Okay. This is my
devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate. I couldn't think of it. This is my devil's advocate. Okay. Dating a coworker is fun because it creates sexual tension, and work is probably not fun, so you could have fun at work by having sexual tension with your coworker, and it makes time pass by faster. That way you can be excited to go to work.
Okay, but then what if you guys break up?
Then that's also going to cause sexual tension, which might make work a little bit more exciting.
Interesting.
As well. Yes.
But then you can't date your other coworkers, because what if you like done bad to that guy, and then the guys are going to talk shit to you about all your other coworkers.
Well, the guy might talk shit about you, but that's just going to make the other guys more interested in you. I think that's actually a good thing, is if you break a guy's heart so bad at work that he's just like running to all his friends being like, oh, this is a bitch, blah, blah, blah. They're going to like to his face, his coworkers are going to be like, oh, bro, that sucks for you. But then behind his back, they're going to be like, yo, what's up with that girl?
Really? Really?
Yeah,
really?
For sure.
Because if I put myself in those shoes, like say I got broken up with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like talking mad shit. I would feel like, no, sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
I've broken up with a guy. I go talk shit. I would want to not get with the other people. Like, hold on, mm-hmm. I'm not phrasing it right.
Okay.
Okay. Say I see a couple. I see these two coworkers break up.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with that guy because he's used me already. You see what I mean?
Oh, okay, okay.
He's already been used by that girl. I was like, all right, he's like seconds. I don't want no one's seconds. I don't want to be like igloo buddies.
Oh, you mean Eskimo buddies? Eskimo brothers?
Yeah.
Igloo.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I do know what you mean. Okay. So you don't want sloppy seconds.
I don't want sloppy saying. Seconds.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I don't think, maybe guys, maybe some guys would get turned off on the idea of a girl already dating their coworker, but I don't think that's a huge issue to most guys. I don't think that's a big issue.
Really?
Yeah.
So for guys, it's okay to like date like their friend's ex?
It's happened before. Not with me. Huh. Yeah.
I just find it like, I don't feel like
guys have as much loyalty to other guys.
What? Bro code.
Bro code doesn't fucking
exist. Bro code exists.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
No, it doesn't. Dude, Andrew Tate would fuck his brother's wife.
No, he would not.
In a second.
No, he would not. Yeah, he values his brother's relationship. No, he loves his brother.
No, he
yes,
doesn't.
He does. His brother would help him find
a
girl.
Shit.
No,
they love.
Come on. Andrew has a heart.
I don't think bro code is as strong as girl code. And to be honest, I don't think girl code is even that strong.
So which one is weaker? Is girl code stronger or guy code stronger?
Okay. It depends.
Depends.
On? Because if your friend is very insecure about herself, then the girl code is very weak.
If your friend is very insecure.
Okay, so let's say that I'm friends with a fat chick. Okay. I'm best friends with a fat chick. Yeah. Say you're very fat.
Uh-huh.
And okay? And you're very insecure about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And my boyfriend starts coming on to you.
Uh-huh.
I think that you would be more inclined to cheat. You would be more inclined to hook up with my boyfriend. Whereas if you're just like a confident person and uh-huh. you know your worth,
uh-huh.
You just be like, fuck that. You tell me, you know, but I think
interesting.
The more insecure the other party is, the more chance of them breaking the girl or boy code. Same goes for a guy too.
Ah, see, that's why you don't have insecure friends. So they don't break the code.
Yeah. See, that's why I think that like, okay, you know how some girls, they like if some girls pair off, like their best friend is a girl that's like not as attractive as her.
Yes.
So it's like the really pretty blonde girl and she has
with like a really ugly.
Yeah. Like a heavier, you know, girl, like a heavier or an uglier version of her. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like that could come back to bite you in the ass.
Why?
Because she's probably not confident and she's orbiting you because she wants what you have.
She wants
right?
attention.
She wants what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get all these good things because you're pretty. You get the guys or whatever. So she's basically just orbiting you to try to get some of that from you. But in the girl's mind, you're just in the pretty girl's mind, you're so narrow sighted that you're like, oh, like I'm just going to keep an uglier version of myself around because I don't want the competition.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how does it bite her in the ass later?
I don't know. Her insecure friend gets drunk and like hangs out with her boyfriend and she just blows her boyfriend or something. I don't know.
I see. Yeah. I see. But then the boyfriend would never let that happen in the first place because.
Maybe. It depends. If her boyfriend is just. Like, what's it to him if he gets his dick sucked by a fat girl?
Loyalty.
Nah, whatever.
No?
Yeah, whatever.
What? You think guys would want their dick sucked by like a fat friend?
Yeah.
No way. Why? When you have like a pretty girlfriend, why would you want your dick sucked by
it
a fat girl?
All the time.
To who? To white people?
Yeah, to white people. I'm sorry, white people. Because I'm on white talk.
Yeah.
I see how like I'm on white talk and I've seen the fucking messy ass drama you guys get into. And that shit happens to white people daily.
Wow. Yeah. Then that means they're a little bit insecure.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys got to get a shirt together.
Can I get your two white people? Not our problem. All right. All right. So we're going to end this episode with some current events.
Okay.
All right. Our first discussion topic is Nintendo has opened its new theme park.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
In Universal Studios.
Oh.
Okay. So at Nintendo's new theme park, there is a new Mario Kart ride.
Okay.
And this new Mario Kart ride has a waist limit of people who have a 40-inch waist. So if you have a 40-inch waist or above, you cannot get on the ride. To give you some perspective, a 40-inch waist is about a size 20.
Okay.
People are calling this ride fat phobic.
What? Why? Is this a safety thing?
Yes, it's a safety thing.
Okay, then it's fine if it's a safety thing.
It's okay?
Yeah, if it's for safety.
It is, but why did they create a ride that is unsafe if a person that's over a size 20 gets on?
Marketing.
Wait, what?
Marketing, so they attract like attractive people. So marketing, they get their Nintendo people, more people to see it.
Jade, this is not. I don't think this is right.
What? That is for marketing?
No, I think why they did this is because Nintendo is owned by a Japanese company. Mm-hmm. Japanese people in Japan, you don't have size 20 people in Japan. Uh-huh. I don't know what the average size of people in America is. Let me see. Average waist size in US. Okay, the average American woman's waist, oh my God, is 38.7 inches.
That's like right below the cutoff point.
Yeah, and that's the average, meaning there's like 50% above, 50% under. Huh. So I think, okay, wow. So I'm not going to ask you why Nintendo did this. It doesn't matter why Nintendo did this, but do you think it's fat phobic? Do you think they should restructure their ride so 50% more of Americans can get on this ride?
Well, if they want to make more money, then they should restructure it. Mm-hmm. But if they want to be controversial and be in the news?
I don't think they want to be controversial, not for being fat phobic, especially in America. In America, if you're fat phobic, that's like canceled. Mm. Like, because also, why would you make a ride that 50% of Americans can't get on? And not only can they not get on it, but they have to feel like fat asses every time they think about not being able to get on.
No, but I think it's a good thing. So it makes them want to lose weight.
Motivates them.
Yeah, motivates. Like, if I want to get on this ride, I got to like eat less sugar or like eat less in general. So I think it's a good thing.
Would you be motivated? Would you be angry?
I'd be motivated to work out more.
Yeah, that's something that I think, how do I put this without pissing off fat people? I'm just going to say
piss it off.
Piss them off. Okay. This is why I feel like American fat people, especially, mm-hmm. I feel like this is what I don't understand is like, if they can't do something, then instead of looking inwards and being like, I got to improve myself because it's not healthy, they project it outward and they blame other people. That's and be like, problem. You should make the world make the world comfortable for my 40 inch waist. Right?
That's not right. That's the problem with our society.
Yeah. I don't think it's fat phobic. I think the ride is a little bit short sighted because we are in the US and there's a lot of fat people here. But to call a ride fat phobic and saying the designers designed this Japanese ride because they hate fat people is kind of stupid. I don't think the inventors of this ride had fat people in mind at all. They just weren't thinking of fat people.
They're just thinking of like their Asian peeps.
Yeah, they're just some Japanese dudes who are just like trying to create a fun ride.
Is it a roller coaster?
I don't think it's. I think it's like one of those things where it's like augmented reality, where like there's like a screen in front of you, like a 360 screen or something, and like the ride moves like this or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna ride it.
Yes.
If you're fat, you should lose some weight so you can write it.
Exactly. Motivation for you.
Motivation for you. It's your Monday motivation. All right. All right. So there's another thing going on in the news and on the internet.
What's going on, Kat?
Okay. So do you know what deepfake porn is?
Deepfake porn?
Yes.
No. What is that?
Deepfake porn is basically where you can take porn that already exists and then you impose someone else's face on the body to make it look like it's their porn. So, for example, we take Asa Akira's scene mm-hmm. where she's getting analed, and we take your face and put it on Asa Akira.
Wow.
And then they're like, Jade's anal tape leaked. And then,
that's crazy.
You know, a bunch of people view it and you don't get any. And let's say that you're not an OF creator. Let's say that you're like
a normal girl.
A normal person. Mm-hmm. What do you think about... Would you feel violated? What do you think about this?
It's going to be hard. I've seen this on Instagram where they like switch the faces and the AI looks so real. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous. This is treading into dangerous territory.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad thing. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to have myself viewed like that to other people. Like, I want to keep that private. And if they're putting my face... But then the face is not making like those moaning ahego faces.
No, you
or you can like switch the face to
you can make the face like emote and stuff. Yeah. Oh man. So why I ask you this is because recently there's this Twitch streamer called something Higa.
Nigahiga?
Not Nigahiga. Her last name is Higa. Anyway, something Higa. I'm not gonna say her first name anyways because don't go look it up.
Okay.
There's a Twitch streamer and it was found that people were making deep fake porn of her. And mm-hmm. she's not a titty. I don't think she's a titty streamer. She's like a normal popular streamer. And she said that she felt like super violated.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably gone to lengths to protect her image. And she just feels like this is a complete violation of like her image. Right. This is like internet rape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
I think it should be illegal.
What do you think she should do? Oh, you think it should be
illegal? I think she should like sue them, whoever made it. Like she should get money from them.
Well, I think that's the problem with these internet deepfake things is like you can't really find who made it because you can just like make it and then just release it.
You can like track their IP address down, no?
Maybe, but you can also go through VPNs and stuff. There's like plenty of ways to remain anonymous online.
But I feel like it should be like banned. I don't think it should be allowed.
But then you get into territory of like China, where China just blocks certain things. You go into like the First Amendment area where it's like if you ban deep fake, if you ban this type of content, then are you gonna ban free speech next? Or are you gonna ban
Yeah. Do you think it should be like what do you feel deep fake should be?
I feel like the girl should just start doing porn.
She's just like, okay, wave, I surrender.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Dude, I don't know. I don't really have the answer. I feel bad for her. But at the same time, I'm not gonna lie. I looked it up, and the porn's not that great. I don't think it's to the point where it's.
But it will get futuristic.
I think it will. I think it will in the future, and I think it's just something that we're gonna have to evolve with.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah,
that's like virtual reality, like come to life.
There's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop if people want to superimpose your face onto a naked body and release it out into like the ether, mm-hmm. then they're gonna do it. And I think the best way to possibly combat that is to not show that it bothers you, just to let it like let it out there and just like not address it. Because I think the more you let people think it affects you, the more they're going to
do it.
Yeah, because that's what people want. People want you to get upset. That's why you should, like, if people like talk bad about you in comments and stuff, never engage with them, because that's like literally them trying to get your attention.
So just ignore it.
Yeah, but okay. It's harder than it seems, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know. My shit's everywhere online, so I can't really talk. You know, it's really hard for me to say.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that.
I just don't want that to happen to me. But if it happens, whatever. Fuck it. I just gotta ignore it. We'll just learn to accept it. Fuck it.
If you're if your face was deep faked on anyone's body, who would you want it to be if it did happen?
Should be like a nice porn star.
Yeah, I at least want to get the say in who you put my face on,
like, okay? Someone similar to me.
Like who?
Who's similar body type to me? Probably like some Japanese porn star.
Okay.
I don't know their names, but I know Hitomi Tanaka is like really big titties. Not her.
Not Hitomi Tanaka?
Not someone with like smaller titties than her.
But why not Hitomi Tanaka?
You know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Sure. Give me ginormous ass boobies. I don't mind. Ass
titties. Are those real?
I don't know. Mm. I think they are real because they sag.
Oh, okay.
But like, I don't get how all the Japanese porn stars have like that huge. I think it's something in like they eat something. Something happens.
In their milk.
Yeah.
In their breast milk?
Something that the porn stars give them, like some sort of tab that make them grow like humongous.
Yeah.
Like it's just a little like sus, no? That most of the Japanese porn stars, or do you think it's surgery?
I think it might be surgery.
Because
tits can sag even if they're fake.
Hmm.
If they're too big. But I don't know. Who knows?
Hmm.
Yeah. I want my face deep faked on someone like.
Like.
American
porn star? Asian porn star? What if she was a white porn star?
Oh, man. I don't know, actually.
What if it was like a MILF girl? Like Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann. That
we
met
at AVN.
Yes.
And we were too scared to talk to.
Yes. Actually, I'd be
or
okay
like
with
Sophie
Lisa
D.
Ann.
Sophie D. Remember, we were like behind her and we were too scared to say hi.
I would want my face deep faked on someone whose body I could never achieve.
Oh.
Someone's body, like someone that's like not like me at all.
Hmm.
Okay. Because here's my first thought with deep fake porn. Like, I was sad for that girl, but my fucked up mind in that instant thought, how can I deep fake my face on someone else's body to make my porn even better?
Oh.
Yeah, I felt like this was a business opportunity
for
me. I was like, how can I work with this new technology?
So it could give the people variety.
Yeah, or how can I work smarter and not harder? Like, maybe I can just find porn, let's say I don't feel like doing 10 anal scenes. Maybe I can just find 10 anal scenes and superimpose my face on them and release them.
Dude, that's genius.
I know, right?
Then you can just sell those.
Yes, for me, this is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then you would need to copyright of all those scenes. Because then other people can create it.
That's true.
So then how would you make money off of it if it's so easy to create? So you got to find a way to copyright your face.
Copyright my face?
Mm-hmm. Just how like Jennifer Lopez like copyrighted her. Oh, she insuranced her butt. That's different.
Yeah. No, I would just release it on my OF.
Okay.
I mean, people always leak my stuff on OF anyways, but people subscribe so they can talk to me and so they can keep seeing new content.
Mm, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great now. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a business opportunity.
We
guys.
Love deepfake now.
We love deepfake now. See how easily I changed your mind?
Yeah.
You're so against it.
Against it. Until you told me the business and the money idea. For the money, yes. Yes.
All right, Jane.
All right, Kat.
I think it's about time to wrap this up.
Okay.
All right. We love you guys. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Go get Lele's.
Yay. Lele's?
Lele's.
Okay, get Lele's. Bye.
And don't buy her flowers.
Wait, don't. Oh, yeah. Buy her the forever flowers.
Yes, forever flowers.
Forever flowers. Okay. Bye.